There are many people who hate to hear this word. And what word is that? The word is recession. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Recession is a word that strikes fear into the heart of many all over the world. In the world of business, it means at least two consecutive down quarters in the gross national product, or a period of reduced activity, a withdrawal. The financial foundations of the entire world has been shaken. Daily, the harbingers of doom deliver news that we may be teetering dangerously towards the abyss of financial ruin, or this may be a recession not of epic proportions, but of apocalyptic proportions. The money woes in Greece impact the stock market in Japan, which makes investors nervous in America, which disturbs the financial serenity in China. A recession also means anxious moments for many people. It may mean a job change or a job lost, a cut in pay, or you're furloughed once a week or several days a month. There are no new hires, so you do the work of two or three people. The job you hated begins to look real good because at least you have a job. Your investments may shrink, retirement funds shrivel up, or your favorite restaurant, boutique, or store suddenly disappears, and you're doing all you can to keep the house, the car, and your standard of living. Is it possible that something that looks, tastes, and is bad, like the castor oil your mother made you take when you had a health recession, can turn out to be something that can do some good? Let's see. If we use this season to do an honest assessment of our spending, if in this season our eyes are open to our own greed and we dare to redefine our definitions of wants and needs, if this season helps us to evaluate the value of our stewardship, if we come to know what is truly important, if we use a shaky job market to develop new skills, pursue a dream long tossed aside, create new multiple income streams, or start your own thing like a home-based business where you work for yourself instead of someone else, full-time or on the side, if we use this season to stick to the budget or rewrite our resumes or do more with less or continue to share and give and tithe, if in this season we learn that we are more than the accumulation of possessions, if in this season we come to realize that we really do need God, if we start to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, if we really lean on God for sustainable development of community and country, if in this season we grow stronger, determined to live with an open heart and an open hand that can give as well as received instead of the closed mind and the clenched fist of anger, then maybe there's such a thing as a good recession. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Truth is, we must make the most of every season, whether it's fair or foul.